thebigbandshow.com.
Another mission for Victory Unlimited. Victory Unlimited. Throwing thought grenades and knowledge bombs from his electronic arsenal, the battle plan. In military records classified as a war criminal, Victory Unlimited is really a rogue soldier for higher thinking. His true identity known only to select members of the world government. And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent civilians everywhere, flies Victory Unlimited.
Attention. We interrupt your usual programming to bring you a special audio intelligence report from the Victory Unlimited show.
There's a storm coming. Some of us can hear it coming. Some of us are already in it. Why? Because we've chosen to go where eagles dare. What about you? Are you a good man in a storm? Or are you just another fair-weather friend, another sunshine soldier? Are you a good man in a storm? Or are you something else, something far worse? Are you the kind of person who's always looking for drama, always trying to cause chaos in the lives of other people? A storm chaser or a storm bringer instead of a storm trooper? Well, if you're one of those fair-weather friends or one of those sunshine soldier type of guys, well, guess what? This message is not for you. This message is for the good men in the storm. What is a good man in a storm? A good man in a storm is a man who can not only go through tough times himself, but also be the go-to man for other people when they're going through tough times. Some of us have seen more than our fair share of ill winds blow away our friends, associates, and loved ones like so much debris all around us. Still, others of us have found ourselves caught up in the same storms just by virtue of our proximity to some of those same associates, friends, and loved ones. Unfortunately, my intel tells me that many of us have far too much experience weathering storms of this second category. So much so that we sometimes feel like we're starring in a grim, bad weather remake of Groundhog Day. Other times, we feel like we might be starring in yet another hellish new version of Highlander. Or worse yet, it's probably more like we feel like we've been starring in an odd mixture of the two. How else would you describe feeling like you've been cast to replay the same starring role in the same stormy scenario over and over again, wherein there can be only one? Only one person who's called upon to stand like a pillar of strength while the coldest, cruelest of winds of life blow. Oh, and by the way, that one person is you, of course. In every family, in every company, on every team, in every war, there's always one, isn't it? You know, the one that everybody else looks to for guidance, or looks to for help, or looks to save the day. Is that person you? Does it irritate you to be that person? Does it anger you? Do you resent being called into service to wage a war to save other people all the time? Or does it just make you sad that life seems to have damn near required that you take on that mission over and over again? If it does, do you sometimes find yourself asking, why is it always me? Why am I the one? Why do people think that there can be only one? Why the hell can't it be two? Why can't it be three or four of us instead for a damn change? Hey, I feel your pain. But I'll go ahead and answer your rhetorical question, why you, with a question. Why not you? Or better yet, if not you, who? Sometimes, like it or not, you are the good man in the storm because you're the only one who can be. Sometimes, so many challenges and adversities that you feel forced to face become your responsibility simply because you are the only one who has the ability to respond. What storms are blowing through your life right now? What? None. Did you say none? Well, you should consider yourself blessed, fortunate, or quote-unquote lucky, whatever word you like best. But no matter what word you choose, you better believe that that fair weather state that you find yourself in right now will only be temporary. Or maybe you're one of those people who are so arrogant that you think that you're somehow perpetually immune to the pressures of life, that you're somehow permanently insulated from the struggles and the hardships that other people go through. Maybe you're one of those people who has actually had an easy life so far. Or maybe you're someone who thinks that your education, your money, your willpower, or just the power in your own hand will always be enough to deliver you out of any situation that you ever find yourself in. That the answers to all of life's questions and the solutions to all of life's problems can be found in a scientific textbook. And all you need to do is intellectualize yourself out of any situation. Is that you? Is that you? If that is you, my guess is that the reason why you feel the way that you do is probably because you just haven't been hit by the right storm of life yet. Don't let your conceit lead you to fall into a false sense of security. There is always a storm gathering on the horizons of our lives somewhere. There's always a perfect storm on the way. And when I say perfect, I don't necessarily mean that in a good way. I mean that in the sense that there'll always be a storm coming that's perfectly designed to take you to a higher level of character if you're fortunate, or just take you out if you're not. And when that storm comes, your makeshift machismo, your short-sighted condescension will be of no help to you. Listen to me closely. There is no higher learning that will leave the same kind of impact on your life than graduating from the school of hard knocks will. I know your kind very well. And many people listening to this message right now know people just like you too. Tiptoeing through the tulips is your favorite dance. Playing dodgeball when life throws hard questions at you is your favorite sport. You think that the day will never come when your evolutionary psychology, your nihilism, and your horizontal thinking will fail you. But I'm here to tell you that this is life, and no one gets out unscathed. Into every life, not only will a little rain fall, but a Category 5 hurricane will blow. And when that happens, there you will be, with no faith, just facts. Failing to realize that one of the things that gives us the power to change facts is having the boldness to believe that they can be changed. Yeah. But again, like I said, there you will be, armed only with your regurgitated advice based on had answers, force-fed to you by an army of brainwashers, cleverly disguised as educators, gurus, and experts whose knowledge begins and ends in the pages of books written by men and women whose quote-unquote wisdom is derived only from what they personally experienced with their five senses and is limited to their own conceits. You see, there comes a time, there always comes a time when the limits of horizontal thinking are reached and an opportunity to embrace a more vertical way of thinking presents itself. If you've chosen to make self-reliance to a fault your crusade, then you need to understand that self-help has a limited meaning. When you get hit by the right storm at the wrong time, then you'll become intimately acquainted with the hardcore truth of what I just said. Sitting around all day daydreaming as if life is always easy is delusional, it's expensive, it's too potentially costly, and it's a luxury that most of us who are fighting for survival and living in the real world can't afford. Right now, you have no cuts, no wounds, no real injuries from making your way through life. Yet. But rest assured that your day is coming. Or, as older people used to say to us a long time ago when we were growing up, you just keep living. Right now, I know what some of you are thinking. Why this show? Why this subject? Why this message? At this time, the reason why is because many of us are not in between storms. We're in a storm right now. As I've said, there's a storm coming. Some of us can hear it coming. Some of us are already in it. Why? Because we've chosen to go where eagles dare. But what about you? Are you a good man in a storm? Troops, what kind of storms are you going through right now? Are you weathering a storm that was caused by the death of a very close loved one? Are you weathering a storm caused by losing your job due to this merciless economy? Are you weathering a storm caused by a terrible, heartbreaking divorce? Are you weathering a storm caused by having to take care of a family member who's an alcoholic or otherwise chemically addicted? Are you weathering a storm caused by an illness? Or are you weathering a storm caused by a crisis in confidence that's been keeping you in a state of depression for far longer than you care to remember? Well, whatever the storm, whatever the trial, whatever the hardship that you have endured or are still enduring, the good news is that if you're still here, then you're a survivor. Know that because you are living through it, once it's over, you'll then have the opportunity to fight another day. Also know that any day that you have been blessed or fortunate enough to survive, you should also consider yourself in the perfect position to also begin to thrive. But first, how do you survive a storm? How do you survive a storm? You can increase your chances of surviving a storm by just preparing for the possibility that one might just be coming your way one day first. It's a fact that there are many, many things in life that you just can't prepare for. But some of them you actually can. Recognize that nearly everything you do in life either builds you up or tears you down. Contrary to popular opinion, the amount of time we spend idling away our lives more often causes us to slide backwards rather than keep coasting forwards. Consciously or unconsciously, we are always training or conditioning ourselves for something. Certain problems in life that we can see coming, we can prepare for specifically, but other problems in life that we can't see coming, our best strategy is to simply focus on being prepared generally. And this applies in every area of our lives. Whatever we can do today to build ourselves up mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially, we need to do today. Why? Because a lot of times tomorrow may be too late. The battle plan in these scenarios is simple. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst, but always focus on achieving and receiving the better. After that, sometimes all you can do is stand. And as you stand, know what it is you're standing on. Is it sinking sand or is it a firm foundation? In order to keep your footing during hard times, in order for you to be somebody else's rock, you have to be standing upon the rock yourself. What is your rock? Or better yet, who is your rock? Are you firmly rooted in your beliefs, your codes of ethics, your faith, or whatever it is in your life that keeps you grounded? Basic training on how to survive the pressures of life beating on you from the outside is to continuously build yourself up on the inside. How do you do that? By standing constant guard over what enters your heart and your mind by way of what you see, what you hear, and what you think about. You can guard against being your own worst enemy by also keeping close watch on the words that you let come out of your own mouth. Are they constantly negative, or are they mostly positive? The reason why this is so important is because whatever we feed grows. Whatever we meditate on the most, we magnify. What do you think about the most? Things that empower you or things that don't? To be the best man that you can be in any storm, I encourage you to focus more on the things in your everyday life that empower you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. And I encourage you to do that before storms blow into your life or the lives of your loved ones. You've probably heard it said before, but I'm going to say it to you again. Sometimes when you're caught in the storm of life, it can grip you like a vice, but your mission should always be to keep yourself so inwardly fortified that whenever life does squeeze you, what'll come exploding out of you will be faith, hope, and determination. All three of which will produce a kind of spiritual shrapnel sharp enough to cut through all the peripheral enemies of your life and thereby simultaneously causing your sphere of influence over your current situation to widen. The pieces of intel that I just disseminated to you are all good ways to increase your chances of surviving the storms of life. But now, how do you thrive after surviving a storm? You thrive by using it. Yes, whatever you have gone through in life, you must first choose to learn from it. And then you have to turn around and find ways to use what you've just learned. And your objective in using what you learn is for your own benefit and for the benefit of all of the other people in your life that you care about. Though it's not true that everything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger, it is true that the more that you can mentally and emotionally reframe the negative things that have happened to you in your life into something positive, the better your overall outlook on life will be. Understand that the same metal that is forged within you by going through fiery trials will stand you in good stead in the future. No more will any similar trial that you experience in your life test your resolve in quite the same way, because you will have passed the test and emerged from it as a better person in at least some way or another. No more will these loud winds of adversity that you hear blowing all around you wash away your will to win because of what you've learned about yourself while you were going through that storm. Why? Because you've managed to successfully use the storm as a means to build within you perseverance. And that perseverance is exactly what will have enabled you to purify your perception of your purpose in life. Like a baptism of fire, the fact that you will have been able to rise up from the ashes like a phoenix, the fact that you will have been able to burst to the surface after being engulfed, surrounded by fiery trials, by the fiery trials of life, will be evidence of what you are made of. I'm going to tell you this, one of the most unrecognized and unappreciated benefits of surviving, then thriving after going through hard times is that it proves you. What does it prove? It proves that you are authentic. It proves that you are the real deal. It proves that you are the man. What man? The capable man. The tried and true man. The go-to man. A more inwardly equipped man. A man for all seasons, whether it's good weather or bad weather, no matter what the weather, you'll know better who you really are. So, if you've been doing it, now is the time for you to stop repeating that perpetual woe is me mantra, because that'll never do you any good at all. Don't fall into the trap of developing the mindset of a martyr either. Instead, expand your perception of what you're going through until you can successfully develop the vision of a victor, because that will work in your favor. And something else I want you to remember is this: you don't always really have to go through things all by yourself all the time. You don't always have to stand alone. You just feel like you're alone all the time. And one reason why you feel like you're the only one is probably because you're just the only person that you know of that is experiencing what you're experiencing right now. I'm here to tell you this: don't hesitate to look out, then reach out before you burn out or get took out by the problems in life that you're going through. Don't let pride and ego stop you from asking for help, advice, or anything else that you may need when you need it. You hear what I'm saying to you? Think of yourself less like a sacrificial lamb and more like an eagle. Speaking of eagles, let me tell you why a good man in a storm has a lot in common with an eagle. The way an eagle responds to a storm can teach us a hell of a lot about how we should be responding. An eagle, in many countries all over the world, is highly respected. It's looked upon as a symbol of strength, skill, and grace under pressure. When it flies, it glides through the air with an elegance that's second to none. Eagles have eyes that see in full color. Their vision is probably about 4 times as sharp as ours, and they have natural instincts that allow them to feel changes in the weather long before those changes become potentially dangerous to their survival. Eagles can detect when a storm is coming from miles away, long before it breaks. And you know what an eagle does when it feels a storm is coming? Eagles actually fly to a high altitude and wait for the storm to come. Then, when it hits, the eagle expands its wings in such a way that it catches the winds and uses those winds to lift itself up above the storm. That's right, eagles can actually use storms to soar higher in life than they could without the storm. Now picture that for a moment. Below, you have a violent storm raging, but above, above, you have an eagle soaring more gracefully than it's ever soared before. And not just one eagle, but in the distance, you'll sometimes see it's actually a convocation of eagles, all flying higher than they've ever flown before. You see, eagles don't create the storm, escape the storm, or even get beat down by the storm. No, they find ways to use the storms for their benefit and to exploit that majestic gift of flight that they have. You see where I'm going with this? Pause for a moment and think about it. Is this not an extraordinary metaphor to show us how we should deal with the storms in our lives? The obvious lesson here is that we don't always have to allow the storms in our lives to blow us away. We can use them to take us higher and make us better people than we were before they came. That's what good men in a storm do. They use their rock, their belief system, their faith to find their way into the eye of that storm, that place of calm, that place of peace amidst the chaos. And that's what you, me, and everybody else should do. But you can't only just stand in the middle of a storm and be safe. You have to use that place in the middle of the storm as your place to reconnect with your objectivity, to almost have something similar to an out-of-body experience or a dry land experience. Then, if possible, use your objectivity to get a handle on what's happening around you. But if you can't get a handle on the storm from inside of it, then you have to use your beliefs, your faith, and your code of ethics as a launch pad to fly above it. You see, when you're in a storm, you don't always have time to meditate, which is sometimes why you have to elevate instead. In other words, your stormtrooper objective should be to stop the urge to go into blind reaction mode, emotionally disconnect from the situation, and in a sense, fly above it. That way, it may be more possible for you to get a better, clearer look at it through the emotional distance that you can gain by achieving some level of objectivity. Sometimes then, and only then, will you be able to see ways that you can positively impact the situation and help other people while at the same time looking out for your own well-being. Sometimes you can weather the storm alone. But as I said earlier, other times you may need help. And there's no shame in asking for help. What soldier in what army has never needed to call in reinforcements at some point? Remember, even eagles who manage to fly above the storms are not always alone. There are always other eagles. So, don't just resign yourself to a life of flying solo. Whenever possible, make some strategic alliances with those people who are of like minds, those who can help you. And if you dare to do that, you may be surprised to discover that if you can fly at an altitude that's just a little higher than independence, there's a place of greater peace. There's a place of more abundance. There's a place of almost unlimited resources, in a place where there's an infinite multiplication of ability. And that place is a place called interdependence. You see, isolation isn't the key. It's a cage. A cage that keeps you confined and convinced that you have to shoulder a burden that may actually be too much for you to bear alone indefinitely. It's a cage that keeps you locked up and separated from any and everyone who could help you make it through the hard times that you're going through, maybe a little quicker, maybe a little easier. Do you hear me? Finally, then, I'll leave you with this. It takes a strong man to go it alone sometimes. It takes a dumb man to think that he can go it alone all the time. Yes, it is possible that you are the good man in this particular storm that you're going through because you were built for such a time as this. But that still doesn't mean that you always have to be the only good man in every single storm that blows your way. It takes a wise man to recognize when the time has come when he needs help and to actually ask for help. That's what good men in a storm do. They know when to put aside their pride, not just for their own good, but for the good of all of those that they're weathering the storm with. And that is the difference between being a good man in a storm and being just another fool in the rain.
This has been a special audio intelligence report from the Victory Unlimited show. We now return you to your regular programming.